You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's do some odds and ends. Talk about what's going on. I don't know if I even want to say the show because I'm trying to do everything I can to not spoil anything. The show is a few years old, but I've just discovered it. I'm streaming it, and should I just say?
Sure. Yeah,
whatever. The show is called Startup, and I told Jeremy he wouldn't like it because it's violent.
Yeah, not for me.
But they did one of those things like Game of Thrones did. Game of Thrones was notorious for killing off, you know, main characters. And they, you know, you couldn't get too used to a character because the writers would just off that character.
Whack 'em.
And there was a character, I won't go into detail, but there was a character that I really liked on Startup, and this character got whacked in the episode I watched last night.
Oh, man.
Completely surprising, too. It was, like, so unexpected. And when I got done, I turned to Gretchen, and I said, oh, it's so weird. I know this is fiction. I know it's just a made-up show. And yet, I feel really bad that this character got off.
You got this connection with him.
How ridiculous is that? It's just a stupid show.
Yeah, they're still alive. It's just a movie, or it's just a show.
I know, but I was like,
what you tell your kids, you know, when they see something scary, it's just a movie.
Yeah, I mean, she was sitting there knitting, and she was just like, well, whatever. I was like, no, I said, you don't understand, babe. This bothered me.
She's like, all right, let me knit you a onesie and put you to bed.
You know, she's knitting. She's knitting a blanket for me, like you kind that you would use on a couch, you know, a big throw thing or whatever.
Yeah.
6 foot by 5 foot or whatever. It's really big, super soft.
All right.
It's my Christmas present. She's working on it now.
Nice.
But anyway, yeah, she was just like, yeah, whatever. But I went to bed. Because I shut it off after
thinking
that,
about
and, I went
it.
To bed, and I was thinking about it. And then maybe that's the sign of a really well-done show, is that you care. Mm-hmm. You really
Absolutely.
Care.
Absolutely.
With Game of Thrones,
that
I loved the show, because I thought it was a great show, but I wasn't upset when any of the characters died, but this one I was. So I don't know. Everyone who's listening might have an incident of that, where they can think of a movie they watched where a character died, and they walk out of the theater
Mufasa.
Really bummed.
Mufasa's
Mufasa.
The one.
Yeah. Right. Well, that was actually very touching. Is that Lion King's dad?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Was Mufasa the dad or the bad guy?
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie since the 90s.
Father.
Lion King.
Yeah, Mufasa.
Death. Yeah, Mufasa. Because they were like, say it again. Ooh.
Scar
Mufasa.
Was the bad guy.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, yeah, when Mufasa dies, I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever see the Lion King stage show? Like the Broadway show? Because it's been to Denver several times. Same thing when that character dies in that. I mean, in the whole
people
theater. And people have seen the cartoon, so we know what happens.
You know,
and
it's
yet
coming.
Because it's people acting it out on stage, you're like, oh, man.
Oh, bro.
Bummer. Anyway, I'll get over it. What's going on with you?
Speaking of gifts, is Gretchen getting you anything for Father's Day? You're
oh,
a dad, you're a stepdad. Is she
yeah,
getting
we don't
a little
do that.
Something a little special?
No, we don't do that.
You don't
I'm not
do
her
that.
Dad. I'm not her dad, so.
That's funny. All right. Yeah, I think Nicole and the kids got me something that I picked out for myself and ordered it, and then they'll wrap it and give it to me. So
great. Big
I think
surprise.
That's coming. Yeah, yeah.
What is it?
It's this retractable shelf for my smoker.
Just stop right there. Don't say anything else. Retractable
it's for my smoker.
Shelf.
It's for my smoker. It's for the
front of
it.
A retractable shelf is fantastic.
And it goes up in the air. I can put all my meat on it, and then when I'm done, drops down. I want it. I wanted it bad. So I said, hey, guess what you guys are getting me for Father's Day?
Nice.
If you are stumped, though, for what you should get your dad or your husband for Father's Day, there's this list out this morning. Of course, it's a big old poll because this thing's coming up on Sunday, and they polled a bunch of people on, you know, what to get dad. Top 10 list. We can start at the bottom. Of course, food, beer, wine, and liquor is on the list.
Okay.
You can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
A bottle of whiskey. Get dad a bottle of Bullet, and life will be good. Number nine, having the day to himself. Just leave him alone and don't get him anything. I was just talking to our buddy Winston in the hall, and he's like, honestly, he's like, my kids are out of state. My girlfriend's gone. He's like, I'm going to be sitting on the couch with a beer playing video games this weekend. He's like, okay. I'm going to be so darn happy.
He'll be happy. Yeah.
And I always feel awkward requesting that. Like, I would love to have Sunday alone with nobody around, but I feel like that's a jerk move. Don't you think? You're supposed to be spending it with your dad or your kids, and I just
want to be
left
the same
alone.
Thing like Mother's Day. Mothers say they want time alone, too. So
I just feel so good.
I mean, it says a
that.
Lot. Both moms and dads, they're sick of the kids. That's
right.
What it
it's
comes
a
down to.
It's a day to celebrate your family, and you just don't want them around. Mm. It's the funniest thing. Something related to his hobbies is on the list, which is my shelf. Electronics, tools, something homemade. No, homemade. No, and no.
Except for that blanket
no,
that she's making.
No, nice. Even the blanket. Here's your top three. Clothes. Yeah. A card. Oh, God. And number
cards
one.
Cards are stupid.
Cards. Doing something special with the family is number one. Going for a hike, going to the
Please
pool.
Please see number nine or whatever number that was. Number
Please
eight.
See number 10. Food, beer,
no,
wine,
the one
or
where
liquor.
They want to be alone.
Please see what? 10 and then please see nine. Give me a bottle of whiskey and then leave me alone.
It's funny that the top 10 features both I want to be with family and I want to be alone. So you can tell that.
Go on a hike or go to the pool. No, I don't want to do any of that. So anyway, basically this whole list is garbage.
It's crap. Hey, what did you end up getting your dad?
I'm not going to say because they listen. Remember I just said, oh, it's got to be a tool or something. It's a tool or something.
A tool.
A tool or something.
Well, give me a hint.
He's
you
a gadget
know what your Father's
guy. He
Day
likes
gift
gadgets
is. So
and
what?
Tools
so what if he knows? Your dad's not listening. Your mom listens. Your dad doesn't listen that much.
No, I'm not going to say. She'll tell him. Sorry.
She'll tell him?
She'll probably tell him.
Oh, yeah. Danny.